Well, good morning. The Dollars and Cents Radio podcast is being delivered bright and early to your digital front door, and you can take it with you on your morning walk or your drive to the office. Dollars and Cents Radio is heard on legendary radio stations across Texas. We've packaged the radio program so you can take it wherever you go and listen whenever you want. Delivery is via your favorite podcast platform. As you listen, you'll hear about our free Dollars and Cents retirement book. It's easy to get a copy, absolutely free. It's a first step in designing a retirement that's exactly what you dreamed about. Call our toll-free number and get your copy right now. 855-317-2346. And you'll hear that number again throughout the show. Let's also take a moment and share our website. It's dollarsandcentsradio.com. And you can go there anytime and discover more about how we craft a personal retirement lifestyle that fits you. I don't care what you do in life, convenience is a good thing. Being convenient, being accessible, being there when you need somebody to be there with the right answers, with the good answers, with the valid answers for your retirement. Thank you for listening to these podcasts. I hope they bring you a little bit closer to a better retirement and a conversation with Doug Horn. That's what we'd like to see. And that's what we'd like to make happen as you listen to these. And hopefully you get a chance to do that real soon. Most of us have done it. We've paid into Social Security, and then when we come to retirement, it's like, okay, that's not a lot of money to live on. But it's an important part of our retirement, isn't it? Yes, it is. So the question for this segment of the Dollars and Cents podcast, how does Social Security affect my retirement? Let's figure that question out right now. You mentioned Social Security before, where you do a balance of, you know, of the income coming in. Nice cushion to keep us living our lives, but being Social Security, it's also unknown for a long term. I'm sure it's going to be here, maybe not. What do folks tell you when they talk about, well, I got my Social Security check, I think I'm good, kind of a thing?
You know, I have people that come in that are, you know, no matter how much they have set aside for retirement, they are basically living off of, you know, theirs and their spouse's Social Security. And
yeah,
if you're able to do that, that's a wonderful thing.
Yay.
Because then everything Yay. Else is just, you know, continuing to grow and compound for you. So,
yeah,
you know, it's a good thing. I think we'll be fine at our ages. I talk about this with clients, but I worry about my kids. My kids are getting up there, but you
sure.
know, I worry about my grandkids. How is that going to be there for them, and what's there going to be as a substitute? But for now, we plan on Social Security, you know, to be there for our life. You know?
Okay. Yeah, but potentially could be an unknown as we look down the road, but in the immediate future, you still feel good
I
about
believe.
That. Here's a great example of time and money. You can always find ways to get more money. Get another job, do get a couple of jobs, get more money, maybe through investments and inheritance or whatever, but we can't get more time. We can't get more time. In other words, is there something, when you talk to your clients, is time something that you talk about when you get together with people interested in setting up a retirement plan? In other words, time into retirement, time during retirement. Time is a commodity. That is a very important
Sure. Commodity. It's, you know, I think most people have that in mind, and most people realize that we're not in control of that. You know, we all want to live a long, healthy life.
Sure.
But you have to plan like you're going to, because if you do and you haven't planned for it, that's when you get into trouble. So
time is important.
Oh, sure.
No doubt about it. I guess the key takeaway there is time is on your side if you talk to Doug, if you get the book and you find out what's ahead for you as well. 855-317-2346 for that free Dollars and Cents book. We are great at waiting until the last minute. We do a lot of things like that. We go, I'll get to that next week or something. But you can't be late to the party when it comes time to transition into retirement. In other words, it's like, you know what? I got to do that next year. I'll do that next year. Why today? Why should we talk about that today, Doug?
Well, you know, speaking of time, you know, time to for your assets to compound, to grow.
Yeah.
You know, a 40-year-old's got more time than a 60-year-old. And so,
sure.
you know, and you had mentioned earlier, you know, maybe if you're 40, you can handle the market downturns better. But I respectfully disagree. I think you shouldn't have to, you know, go through a market downturn at any age, because it's going to take time to get back to where you were. And that's time that you've wasted that could have been compounding that money. So
yeah, okay, that's good. Good point. Thank you for bringing that to
our attention here. Are people afraid to retire? I mean,
I've seen that.
What do they say? How do you handle questions like that?
Yeah, you just discuss it with them. But it's, I think more than anything, it's the fear of the unknown. People have been productive work-wise their whole life, and now it's like, no, that's going to end, you know. And I'll recommend to people, you know, just my philosophy is to stay busy, whether that's getting some job you like that's part-time to stay busy or volunteering or, you know, anything to keep you occupied. Because face it, that's what we've been used to, you know, Monday through Friday our whole lives and sometimes more than that. Mm-hmm. So I think that's wise to just, you know, like, hey, I'm going to go into retirement, but I need to find something to fill that time to be productive, whether it's earning money or just volunteering. Yeah. I think that just leads to a long and healthy retirement.
Something more than pickleball and or tennis or something, or maybe golf or something like that.
Yeah, pickleball's gotten big, hasn't it?
Boy, I tell you one thing. I wish I had a market share of the stuff that goes into that. It's amazing what's happened. It's kind of taken over, what is it, shuffleboard. No more shuffleboard. It's in the air now, baby.
I think shuffleboard's been gone for a while, right?
No, it lives in Florida. I've seen it.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, it's right there. It's smack dab in central Florida. It's all good. One of my friends who was a CEO of a coatings company, a very successful coatings company, even worked with the space program as well, he retired. And the dude has money. He's living a good life. He's got a sailboat. He's having a great time. But he went back to work, just doing other stuff, because retirement doesn't necessarily mean you sit on your front porch. I mean, it could be, I guess.
Sure. Everybody's different.
But you mentioned, so do a lot of people who take advantage of Dollars and Cents Radio and get things going and get you all set up, do they say, you know what, I just didn't like being at home. I wanted to get back and do something in the community.
I've seen that, definitely. But I think it just goes back to our being used to being productive. And, you know, productive can be different than working a full-time job. It can be a part-time job or volunteering or, you know, just becoming very active in the grandkids' life or whatever. But a big part of that still falls back to the security of knowing I've got enough money to do any of those things. Yeah. And I'm not worried about losing my money in the market downturns or whatnot. So once you retire, once you get your money into a safe money program like we do, you'll have a pretty good idea of what to expect as far as income going forward, or exactly what to expect if we're using the lifetime income rider with Social Security and whatnot. And so that frees up your mind to, okay, what's the next phase? What do I want to stay busy with and so forth?
Sure.
But, you know, that obviously includes or doesn't include worrying about, oh my gosh, if the market tumbles next year, you know, what's that going to do to my income? Am I going to have to go back to work and so forth? It's better if it's I want to do this
instead of I have
to do this.
Exactly. So. Nobody wants it the other way. But obviously, a lot of people are in that position where it's like, oh, wait a minute, I didn't do the right thing a long time ago. You are really good at managing people's money. Before I ask that question, though, 855-317-2346, 855-317-2346 for the free Dollars and Cents Retirement Book. It's yours. Don't forget about the podcast as well. It's on your favorite podcast platform. It releases every week, so you can actually hear more and share more of the conversations that we have here on Dollars and Cents Radio. Of course, dollarsandcentsradio.com is the website that has all of the information. So you're really good at helping folks maximize opportunity and retirement potential with income and doing the right thing with your money. You've been doing this a long time as well, as we said, since 1993. Did you have a light bulb moment in your life where you figured it out? Because, you know, we're talking about spending and saving and such like that. Was there a point in your life that you said, you know what? Or did you just always do this? What about your life? In other words, in order to get here, I got to do this. I got to be careful. How long have you been watching your own spending and such like that? I would imagine it's quite a long time.
Yeah. You know, when the kids were young, the spouse didn't work. And so it was up to me. And, you know, being in this business, it was like, I need to grow this business or how am I going to feed my kids? And I think most of us have some version of that early on in life. But it's seeing other people's situations like we do in this business that you can draw from, you know, the good and the bad, and learn lessons from everybody. I think we can all learn lessons from everybody's situation, but we're just in a situation where I get to see so many different examples of what people are doing and how they did it and when they started and when that light bulb came on and so forth. So I think I had an advantage as far as that, just because I saw so many examples of everything. So.
Yeah, so it's a good proving ground and foundational thing for what you do today with Dollars and Cents Radio as well. They say the average monthly cost in retirement around $5,000 or $60,000 a year or something. That's what they're calling the average out there. Is that a number that you see as well, or what do you get from that number?
I don't get anything from that number. I don't like averages because it can vary greatly.
Because it's
where
fake.
Where you live in the country,
right.
Where you live in this city,
right.
What your spending habits are, what your spending wants are, wants and needs. So it's different for everybody.
Yeah.
It depends on your lifestyle. I mean, I guess you could look back and say, what's the bare minimum we could get by on, and we could all arrive at that number based on where we're at and where we're living and so forth. But
it's an individualized thing, and that's what the most important thing is about having a conversation with you, is everybody is different. Everybody's situation is different. So we've got about 30 seconds. Give me some good thoughts as we leave today.
Well, to follow up on that, I think it's a good idea for everybody, no matter what your situation or where you're at and so forth, of just thinking about being in a vehicle like what we offer, where, hey, we're never going to go backwards because the markets take a dip. We want to do good when the markets are doing good, because that's where you can do really good, versus just fixed rates, which have come up lately. But just being in a product like ours, never going backwards, that just makes the planning going forward that much smoother.
And by the way, if you are listening to this podcast and you do connect with the great folks at Dollars and Cents Radio, make sure that you let them know that you contacted them. If you're listening here on the podcast or on the radio, or maybe a friend told you, that's an important consideration as we explore all forms of media, both terrestrial media and social media, the aspects of getting the word out about Dollars and Cents. So here's the deal. If you're listening to the podcast today and you call in and you talk to Doug, you say, I heard it on the podcast. Or if you were listening to the radio program, I heard it on the radio. Or you had a neighbor tell you, this guy is good, give him a call. Be sure and remember where you are hearing information about Dollars and Cents Radio, and then passing that information along to Dollars and Cents as you connect. We'd appreciate that. So there you go. The Dollars and Cents Radio podcast is new every Tuesday morning. No cost to subscribe, and delivery is always on time via your favorite podcast platform. Dollars and Cents Radio is heard on legendary radio stations across Texas. And we package the radio program so you can take it wherever you go and listen whenever you want. Get your free copy of the Dollars and Cents Retirement Book. It's a first step in designing a retirement that is exactly what you dreamed about. Call our toll-free number and get your copy right now. 855-317-2346. You can also find out more at dollarsandcentsradio.com. So until next week, enjoy your day and tell a friend about the Dollars and Cents Radio podcast. It's for you. The preceding information does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. Surrender charges apply to base contracts. Optional lifetime income benefit riders are used to calculate lifetime payments only and not available for cash surrender or in a death benefit unless specified in the annuity contract. Fees may apply. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the insurance company. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified and licensed professional. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Rates and returns mentioned on this program may vary based on state availability and are subject to change without notice. Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the commission, nor does it indicate that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Comments regarding guaranteed returns or income streams refer only to fixed insurance products offered, and unless specifically stated, do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products or services offered by AlphaStar.